Hey everybody, this is Brian from Surf Guru with your Wipeout Wednesday and Thursday Surf Report, brought to you by C-Spec Sunglasses. Looks like this week is going to be kind of a weird one to call. We have this low moving over and it is making things really difficult because it is refusing to decide which way to really go, which means the boundaries are kind of shifting up and down all the time. But for right now, it's looking like on Wednesday, North Florida is going to see those waist plus lucky chest size sets from a mixed wind swell coming in, and it's looking like we're going to have some 15-20 mile per hour onshore winds. It's just going to chop things up like crazy. South of the Cape, expect thigh to waist to start off the day. Now, that's going to be building as the day goes on, and winds are going to be pretty light and trending onshore for most of the day, but later in the day, expect it to kick up to about the 10 mile per hour zone. For Thursday, North Florida, you're going to build a bit to the chest zone as the mixed swell continues, kicking up onshore winds about 14-20 miles per hour. Now we're going to see slightly smaller but cleaner conditions south of the Cape, where the winds are going to kind of still be onshore but stay in the 5-10 mile per hour zone. Now, like I said earlier, the Cape is not the hard border for this. This low is not deciding which way it's going to go. So, you know, the models are saying some are staying a little more north, some are staying a little more south. So that's going to kind of be a flexible border. Now looking ahead, Friday is going to be kind of uncertain on wave height due to the movement of this low. North Florida though, you're likely going to start in the waist, the chest zone, 50 mile per hour onshore winds, and then it's just going to build up to like overhead washing machine conditions with 20 to 30 mile per hour north winds. South of the Palm Coast though, wave models are calling for it to be a little bigger day, but it looks like we make it a little low on the surf for Friday, and the waist high, maybe chest, with some decent winds. Now Saturday looks like it's going to be promising for south of the Cape. Winds are still going to be a little uncertain though, so it may be offshore winds, may not. Sunday, I'm going to say most likely we're going to see a couple leftovers in the water. Should be still a decent little leftover day. Have some fun out there. Now I'm going to keep an eye on this, obviously. I'll be back on Friday. I should be able to give you a much better idea of what's going on for the weekend at that point. Please check out the cams. It's going to be the best way to know exactly what's going on in your favorite spot. And thanks again for checking out Surf Guru.